Anyway, so you've got Midgley's. Now, on a night time, it was quite eerie. Yeah, there's a funny silence around about 3 o'clock. It's like the dead. It's like nothing. Not a bird. Nothing. So you come out of the mill door. Obviously, you open up the mill when you're going in, and you'd hear all the clatter of everything.
Yeah.
But when you went outside for that smoke, it was that really eerie silence. Midgley's mill, though, there was a... I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently when they had the mill upon back at Coventry Street, there's new houses there now. Apparently they had a fire there, and husband and his wife worked there. His wife apparently got caught in the fire. He went in and looking for her, and apparently they both perished in the fire, allegedly. Now, there's two versions. One is that she survived, but he died in the fire looking for her, and the other one is that they both died in the fire. But when we went down to Midgley's, down Dalton Lane, there used to be times when, I remember this big lap on a machine, and we started going down and we stopped. We couldn't go any further. We got spooked. There was just something, you couldn't go any further. You ended up coming back. You could feel your hair standing up. You know what I mean? Your neck would go. I don't know whether it's because we knew about that story or whether or not there was something there. We don't know. It used to be a workhouse at one time, the Dalton Mill.